Hello, welcome to Nirvana and Fire Oral Not Fake. Thank you for being here. We had briefly thought about discussing, because it is Mermaid AU or Selkie AU MCS.
Selkie AU. I love Selkie.
You seem to have a lot of thoughts about this, Ren.
I have not thought about this as a Nirvana and Fire AU. I just love Selkies.
I just feel like his fur coat, you know, it could just be that his fur coat is his skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And I mean, the whole process of having to have it removed and everything, it just fits.
Oh.
And he only needs the fur cloak when he's Mei Changsu.
Oh, right.
Not when he's Xiao Shu.
Mm-hmm.
See, what I was... What I immediately thought was Consort Jing as a Selkie. And the Empress stealing her coat when she comes to the palace to tend to Consort Chen and keeping her there.
Also that nice. One.
That's also fascinating, but that makes Jing Yang a Selkie too.
Yes, it does.
All right, find me a reason Ni Huang can be a Selkie.
I am perfectly happy with Selkie Jin Yang. I think Selkie Jin Yang could be quite interesting.
I think you could still do both and have them be serving different purposes narratively, particularly if Consort Jing and Jin Yan are keeping that secret.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, Mei Changsu is keeping everything secret, so...
Mei Changsu was just a whole bunch of secrets stacked on top of each other.
Wearing
that fur coat.
Wearing a
Or in this case, it's Selkie skin.
Yeah, Selkie skin.
Indeed.
But then he's also, like, if the Emperor is aware of it, he's doing it so blatantly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Would Jing Yan know that he's a Selkie?
That's a good question.
Selkie.
Mm.
I think he would, just because it's...
Like, he might know before, and now he has to keep it extra hidden because it's one connection to many.
If the Emperor knows that Consort Jing is a Selkie, then he would know that Jing Yan would also be a Selkie, and I think... It would be much safer for Jing Yan to know that about himself if the Emperor knows it.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, I think it would be kind of difficult to disguise from your child the fact that he can turn into a seal or
That's
will.
True.
You know?
Like oh my god. Sorry, just the mental image of baby seal Jing Yan in a little, like, pool.
I feel like that can also play into the narrative of
Also, the question.
Go ahead.
There's also the question of if he is half Selkie, because of course the Emperor isn't. Does he have the full Selkie experience? Because we know that the Emperor certainly keeps things about children's heritage from them. I wouldn't be surprised if he was leaning on Consort Jing to prevent her from telling Jing Yan. And then if we have a story where Mei Changsu or Lin Xu as a kid is also a Selkie. Maybe he's the one who tells Jing Yan in that case. Recognizes that Jing Yan is part Selkie.
Because if he's only
in the way that he...
part Selkie, then he probably can't change at will. There's maybe some kind of triggering factor that has to occur.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be anything.
I mean, it's also entirely possible, but I've had a very mean thought. The Emperor, after Jin Yang is born, takes his
skin
as well, so that
both
he and
he
his mother are
trapped. Would
100%.
He absolutely would.
I can totally see this playing into Jin Yan as being the unfavored son because he's not fully human, so he doesn't have the full rights that his. The other sons do.
That makes so much sense. He probably can't turn at will, but if he gets submerged in like ocean water or something, he might.
Yeah, how far is
detail. Finding the pearl at
Yes.
Oh.
Well, you'd need the skin.
He would need his skin.
Yeah.
Of course he's able to find a pearl the size of a pigeon's egg because he can do things underwater, like, easily.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All you need to do is go to the bottom and find a really big clam. Yeah.
Jingyan.
Oh, I'm thinking about baby seal, Jingyan.
That actually works. That's kind of a real... I'm like seeing that as sort of a silky courting ritual thing, you know?
Oh! Oh!
Yes, please.
Oh, wow.
So Lin Xu asks for a pearl because he knows what it means.
And Jingyan doesn't.
Maybe Jingyan doesn't.
No! Because he's been kept from his heritage.
Oh.
My poor baby.
I'm imagining the look on Jing Mom's face when Jing Yan tells her that Xiaoshu wanted a pearl, and she knows. And she knows her son is
like, great.
And she's probably thinking, this show. No. He has to find out for himself. Oh, baby. But that means the Lin family are also Selkies, though.
Yes. Yeah.
So that would make sense that Lin Yue Yao and Jing Mom were together.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it also gives...
Maybe like part of the reason Consort Chen was ill was because like it was something to do with her being a Selkie, and that's why Jing Mom was called into the palace, specifically because she's a Selkie doctor. Like, she understands what's happened.
That makes so much sense.
See, I was wondering if Prince Qi was also a Selkie, and now you're making likely that he is. And then I was thinking the whole Qiyan army problem is like the emperor trying to suppress this whole race of people that belong to his country.
So maybe the Qiyan aren't all Selkies, but they might all be... shapeshifters of some kind.
Yeah,
right?
Some sort of
Selkie adjacent.
Yes, like yao, right? So like yokai in Japanese, right? So they all have some kind of non-human element or mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe it's all ocean related, maybe it isn't, but there you could have your mermaids now.
Crap, General Chen Yu.
Does that mean monster?
Feelings.
So how does this narrative of the emperor trying to suppress this people group because they have these supernatural elements parallel the narrative of the emperor also trying to suppress the plot?
I was just thinking that it's basically the plot storyline.
I think it's kind of interesting though, because he uses the Hua to and the shapeshifters to suppress his father and his brothers. And then he uses the shapeshifters of the Qian army to suppress the Hua. And now he's finally moving on to fucking shit up for the Qian army. Like, he's kind of successively coming in and ruining the lives of all of these various groups that are powerful enough to oppose him or might want to.
He builds all these alliances with powerful groups and then slowly betrays them, trying to enhance his own power.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So I don't see any reason why the Hua couldn't also be shapeshifters of a different variety.
Yes. Maybe they would have like more elemental type magics.
Firepower.
Yes.
Or like elemental.
Exactly.
If we gave the Qiyan army the water side of things, then the Hua.
Which is hilarious because the Qiyan army is literally the army of flames, but it's okay.
I know. Well, you can turn around if you want to, but then we can't have Selkies anymore. So no, don't.
Or maybe it's part of their camouflage. You know how, so in Chinese, you know, there's a lot of like things that you say the opposite of to mean certain things. So I was just watching one. If a house is on fire, they say it's Zoshui, so it literally means like the water is running, right? So maybe the Qian army, they named themselves the Qian army to be like, haha, but we're all like ocean people.
Right. Oh, I like it. And then the Hua people, I mean, I'm sure it's not flower, but Hua, the Hua means flower. So, you know, there is another opposite, you know, their name sounds a little bit like something earth related. So they can be fire.
They can be fire. They sound very fiery.
They can be fire.
They sound fiery and they're sort of.
That would be fun.
Absolutely.
For
But this also makes me think that the Emperor probably, from the very get-go, expected to betray both of these parties, because there is just no way that he would allow them to run free with all of this power.
I think he wanted to keep the Qian army around for as long as they became useful. But then as soon as, because like he could still use them in like the wars with
the other nations, various countries.
Yeah. But then as soon as he heard even a rumor about a conspiracy, he would have crushed them, because already had this kind of preconceived notion of
they're untrustworthy.
One day.
Right. So all he needed was a couple of words in his ear from the right person.
You're right.
Xiao, whatever his last name was, or whatever his first name is, I can't.
Xiaojiang or Shunsa.
Xiaojiang, yeah, that's right. Like, it's not Xiaodong. What's his name?
I never can tell the difference between Xiaodong her and the two other ones. Like, she has. Anyways. Oh, is Xiaodong? Okay, is Xiaodong any kind of shapeshifter?
Maybe he is, but he hides it. That fact from the Emperor.
Oh, I was talking about Xiaodong, so the lady agent.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
the good one.
Oh. I love her. Xiaodong,
yes,
I love it
exactly.
I love her husband. Like, we're
like,
just,
you know, 99.99% as much as I love Ni Huang, and tomorrow it'll be the other way. But yeah. Is she a shapeshifter?
Well, her husband certainly is.
Well, yeah.
Her husband is, yeah.
Or maybe.
And how does that relate into the Beatles then? If you're a shapeshifter and then you get another forced shape change on top of that, do you yetify or not?
Maybe the Beatles is just forcing you to give up like your humanity almost. Like you become. Like, you have to inhabit the wild part of you, or your shifted part.
Yeah.
Okay,
So then what brings you back is forcibly being stripped of your Selkie skin.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. But yeah. Because it involves the removal of the flesh and the cracking
of
the
bones.
Does that mean that Mei Chung Su doesn't have his skin anymore?
Probably.
Well, we just said it was
so
his
he
cloak.
Could still have it be.
He still has
it.
It
could still be the cloak, but he wouldn't
but he
be able to shift with
use
it.
Yeah, so he wears it as like a comforting thing. But
so we have Mei Chengsu, who no longer can shift, and we have Jin Yang, who probably doesn't know that he even is a Selkie and that he can shift in the first place.
Well,
and I have.
I feel like after he probably found out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I think it would be a fun, dramatic, and painful reveal if he only found out during kind of the timeline of the show.
That would
it depends
because
how much the Emperor
all
covered
about
up
the knives. So yeah. Okay.
Yes, it's all about the secrets and the knives.
And the
and
knives
think,
that
I
are made of
that,
secrets.
Yeah. I think that Jingwen would actually be more likely to try and hide it from Jin Yang
after
the Qian case, because she knows what just happened to pretty much everyone else her that she knows.
But then,
and she doesn't want it to happen to her son.
That's true. But that also begs the question, if his father knows, why is he keeping him alive?
True.
And if all the
because he doesn't trust either of the other two, you know, Emperor doesn't trust any of his sons.
No, he doesn't.
And he's been setting them up to.
And I mean, he kept Prince Yu alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he kept Prince Yu alive, knowing that Prince Yu is the son of a Hua princess. So why not keep Jin Yang alive, knowing he's a Selkie?
I guess if the Emperor,
right. he's got the skin. He's got Jin Yang's abilities locked up in a box.
That's
somewhere.
Probably true.
And I think
so. It's not like he can. You know.
Part of that as well is that he is willing to keep Jing Yan alive as long as Jing Yan doesn't know, which would definitely be insurance that Consort Jing would not be telling
that's
him.
True.
Yeah, if Jing Yan knew, he'd be dead.
Which is the same situation with Prince Yu. He's while you don't know, you're safe because you're under the Emperor's control.
Yeah.
But as soon as you have awareness of your own identity, then you become a threat.
Yeah, because then you can start exercising that power that you had hidden away from you.
And you can start feeling that loss.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that you and never even got to have.
And
the betrayal.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And then you, you know, rebel against your father.
Yikes.
I mean, they would have motive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do.
It's fair enough.
But okay, if the Lin family are all Selkies, that means that Jing Yu is also, so Prince T was also a Selkie, half Selkie.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense that he would be close.
Ting Shang is quarter Selkie.
Oh, he can just swim real good. He does have transforming powers.
Do you think that, okay, since this is kind of becoming more of a Xianxia kind of world, do you think that Fei Liu would have any sort of
Fei Liu, some sort of maybe bird?
Indeed.
Yeah. Like a cute rodent. I mean, Avatar, the airbender AU thing that I podficked a while back.
Yes.
Fei Liu, airbender.
I like that one.
Yes.
I think that makes so much sense for him. He's constantly flying.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yes. I think Fei Liu deserves to have wings.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cute.
How about a swan mane? I mean, do swans even live in China? I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I feel like that's Lin Shen.
Yes!
Well, yeah,
yes! Yes!
So Fei Liu and Lin Shen would have the
white,
same...
White, elegant, will fuck you up.
Right?
The swan will fuck you up just as much as
that's true.
Yeah, and more.
As someone who's I've watched my brother get attacked by a swan before, so
yeah, they will fuck you up.
He was feeding the ducks, and the swan was offended it wasn't getting fed.
That makes all sorts of sense. Right. That Lin Chen, as Fei Liu's
mentor,
shifu, whatever he was, would also be.
A bird
type.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
a bird
I love that.
Of some sort.
Absolutely.
But then I guess this is a world where shapeshifters are fairly common then, even.
It would have to be.
It would have to be.
Mm.
But some are more powerful than others.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You're right. Oh, wow.
So does that mean the emperor is a shapeshifter? Is the point there that he's not?
I think the point would be that he's not.
I think the point is that he's not, and he is.
And he resents it.
Very insecure about the fact that he doesn't have that ability.
Yeah.
Have any of you ever read this story or listened to the podfic of the one where everyone thinks that Mei Changsu is a real Qilin?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I did read that.
I have not.
So I'm wondering if people would think
he's a Qilin shapeshifter. That's good. That's excellent.
Who is?
And that must hurt, right? If everyone thinks you can shift into something that you can't, but you can't even shift into what you were before.
But I feel like the Qilin, like he cultivated that image himself. Right. To make himself.
Doesn't mean it's not like a thing that'll still sting.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Can shapeshifters change their shapes? Because now I'm just having Dragon Jingyan feelings. I'm sorry.
Ooh, maybe.
I don't know.
That won't work with the AU. I had a thought, but it won't work with what we've developed so far.
Yeah, because the problem is there's water dragons, and there's also fire dragons, and there's also all the kinds of dragons. So yeah
but in China, it's mostly water dragons.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you could have Jinyan be a dragon if you want.
Or perhaps as part Selkie, when you attain the throne, there are things that come with the shift in power, perhaps, like, depending on how much we want to lean into a magic system there.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, maybe
if
the emperor
you gain power, you can kind of ascend above that.
Maybe the emperor is always able to shift into a dragon, but because the current emperor has just been so terrible, he lost that ability, but he can't let anyone know that he lost that ability, and that's why he has these feelings towards shapeshifters in the way that he does.
That's really good.
The mandate of heaven brings dragon powers.
Physical manifestation of you have lost the mandate of heaven.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is
yes. Oh, that's glorious. This is
so
I love good. It.
So you, this you is so absolutely good. Have to keep that a secret if you want to stay emperor.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
You're fucked otherwise.
Well, so do you suppose he's actually got some cadre of people who actually fake it for him? Like, oh, the definitely. Emperor would have. I'm imagining definitely. That, like, every New Year, the Emperor has to appear in dragon form to show that he still has it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And it's like an elaborate.
Right. Yeah.
Like, a very elaborate ritual. Planning.
And so he's, you know, he's got to get the Ministry of Rites and the Ministry of What's All and everything to support him as a dragon that he's not actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, you're
which means,
absolutely
of course,
right.
His secret is less secret than he'd like. Which yes. means those people's lives are not safe.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it also means
good.
That he is just like gonna start wildly projecting onto other people because he feels yeah. unsafe.
Yeah.
And so he's just gonna put that other places.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
He also probably feels like he shouldn't have lost the mandate, so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I wonder at which point he lost it, and it would have been before the Qian case.
Yeah.
Which would prompt him to be so paranoid.
Probably yeah. at the point he sent the Qian army after the Hua. The first time he betrayed his supporters.
Yes. That's perfect.
He turns against other shapeshifters and then loses the ability.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Loses the ability to shapeshift himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful irony. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. I'm having shivers.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Yes. Wow. Does the Empress... Okay. If the Emperor can shift into a dragon, can the Empress shift into a phoenix?
Probably. I would think so.
Yeah.
I would like that.
I like it.
That would be cool.
Oh, okay. So if we're leaning into the Jingsu side of things, do you think
yes,
that
obviously.
You have all of this imagery with Mei Changsu of like resurrection and rejuvenation and rising again from these dead ashes?
Uh-huh.
Now I'm just imagining, like, in some AU, like, Empress Mei Changsu, like...
Yes!
He gains the phoenix flowers before he marries Qingyan. I like it.
I want that!
Oh,
it's
yes.
like a sign.
It is.
It's a sign that you have to get married.
Yeah.
Stop dancing around your feelings!
Like we said, I mean, we said the Mandate of Heaven brought dragon powers...
Mm-hmm.
The mandate, whatever you would call it, that says this is the Empress I have selected, brings the phoenix.
When Qingyan gives him the pearl, and he accepts the pearl.
Yeah,
because of course that is a
because
a
you know it,
between Selkies.
Exactly. At that point, they are Selkie married.
That's basically that's a proposal.
Yes.
Right
yes.
And when Mei Changsu accepts, and the Mandate of Heaven goes, yeah, okay, this is the one. We'll give this one the Phoenix, okay.
Oh, so good.
Another aspect to that, too, is that it's a good fix-it, because if you're a Phoenix
yes.
and you can suddenly shift again, if your inability to shift and all of his problems are coming from having been stripped of his Selkie identity, you've sort of fixed that.
Yeah.
So, okay. No more death.
No more death. Yeah. He is literally
born. Also, the whole thing with phoenixes is that they die and then are reborn. So, like, even if he does die, it won't be a problem for that long.
It's literally in his name. One of the
he'll come back around. Give him a few minutes.
Characters. Yes. Mei Changsu is like resurrection.
Oh, that's beautiful. Humanity.
So I'm backing up a minute here where we said that the Emperor lost the mandate when he betrayed the Hua. Did it descend on someone else at that time, or is it just sort of hanging around because it hasn't been resolved yet?
I think it's hanging around.
Yeah, I don't think
it's just waiting for someone to be better.
So when does it decide? When does heaven decide
who the Emperor
is?
I feel like at the moment of his death.
Of the Emperor's staff?
Because at that point, he is no longer Emperor.
Okay. It has to choose someone else.
I mean, once Tingyan... I feel like once Tingyan becomes Crown Prince, there are, like, signs, yeah. right?
Yeah.
The powers are shifting, like...
That would scare the Emperor.
So it's not instantaneous, it's a process. And oh, that'd be would fun. Have no idea what's suppose going on. Suppose Jingyan starts growing claws or something, you know.
Scales! He can grow scales.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be fun.
And the first time he goes to his mom and is like, so you're a doctor and I can't talk to anyone else about this.
It's weird and kind of embarrassing and I don't know what's going on.
Oh, but yes. Okay, but does that mean
he doesn't have a basis to expect this since he didn't know he was chief before?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then does Tingyan ever get to be like, you know, experience being a Selkie? Or does he just jump straight to being a dragon?
See, I think you get to be both.
Oh.
Why not?
Yeah.
Por qué no los dos?
Not.
I think maybe the dragon thing is a kind of at will whenever. The Selkie thing requires the skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So when does he get his skin back?
That's a real good question.
That's a real question.
Okay, I'm imagining the confrontation in one of the last episodes where they have the poisoned wine. I feel like at that point, maybe the Emperor has like the skin of Qingmen and Tingyan,
and
like
haunting them,
showing
them
like, hey, like your Selkie's like,
oh my god,
and Lin Shu is also a Selkie here, and like maybe he doesn't have his skin, or maybe he has his skin, I don't know, but like he's like this is evidence that he's showing, and then at that point he takes the skin back after. The conference.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. I mean, that means we need like a fun, you know, like extra where they go find a body of water so that Tingyan can learn to swim, right?
Oh,
yes.
And he's adorable.
And Faelio is awkwardly hovering over the water, just being like, I want to join, but I can't.
So he's not a water bird?
Oh, he could be a water bird.
He could be a water bird.
He could be a water bird.
Yeah. He could just hang out on Tingyan's head.
Water birds.
That's true.
See, and because it's cuter.
I don't know if Faelio would be a...
I'm imagining that...
I don't know
that...
if Faelio would be a swan, though. I think
Tingyan
would be a swan. Faelio does not have swan vibes.
No. Like,
I think...
Like a kingfisher, almost. Pew, pew.
Ooh, I like that.
Like a kingfisher. Yeah.
The one that flits down and flies back up.
Yeah.
I'm imagining a really cute thing for this extra, because it's cute, it probably makes no sense, but it's cute anyway, is that because he's never shifted before, Jingyan has to start as a baby seal.
Yes, please.
That's exactly what happens. That would be so cute.
Oh, my feelings.
Yeah, like you have to progress through the whole life process.
That's adorable. Who gets in the water with him and holds him as a baby seal? Probably Jaehyung, let's be honest.
Does Jaehyung have an ability to shift into something?
I think he's a crab general. Okay, now all I want to do is draw baby seal Tingyan.
Yes. You can listen to this notfic and then for audio muse.
Oh my god, that's perfect.
Yes.
Or it can be the cover.
That's great. And what about Nihuang? Like, so the Mu people, are they Selkies too?
I feel like maybe not.
Well, I don't know. We've assigned fire and water and air. They could be earth.
Yeah, I feel like something strong and powerful, but also like still graceful.
She's a Kelpie. They turn into horses.
No, Kelpies are still water.
They still
Kelpies are still water.
Right, dang it.
Oh, Kelpies are water horses specifically.
Pukas are horses. But they're Irish. I mean, we're getting a little bit of field here.
We're kind of mixing
I mean, we
mythologies.
Started out with Selkie. This is not
true.
Exactly...
Yeah, right, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking up pukas.
I mean, okay, but technically, Ni Huang is a phoenix because that's literally in her name.
Ooh, wait.
Well, that's true.
I have a funny idea. So I am imagining another extra before Jing Yang like puts the skin on for the first time. Uh-huh. I can totally imagine Lin Shu tricking him into thinking that he was going to shift into a water buffalo and not a seal.
Yes.
Yes.
That is perfect.
Yes.
Oh my god. He absolutely would.
And he totally believes it. They're like, no, we need a bigger water place. We need more water here. Water buffaloes are big.
Oh my god. That's adorable. All right, we are hitting like the 30-minute mark. I think that is a pretty amazing AU we just came up with.
Yes. Well done. And now I really want to write it.
Please do.
Yes, do.
Please do.
I really
should say our names here at the end because
so many fics anyway. I want to write it.
We should say our names here at the end because I don't think we did that at the beginning.
That's true.
True.
Let's go down also the list.
Oh yeah, a title.
Title. What should we title it?
My goodness.
Series.
Well, I mean, it's the Selkie AU, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't need a title more descriptive than that. The Selkie AU.
So we have Elro here.
Luna.
Mori Finway.
Mistborn Hero.
Rhea314.
And Semper Fiona.
Yay. Oh, that was beautiful. Go team. That was beautiful.
That was fun.